guess you are doing your part.
What's going on, chat? Give me 1 second. I have to restart something. Not the stream, chat. Just uno momento.
I'm bringing back my loosey-goosey news, too. You know what? Let's throw out a little few loose ones out there. Man, you know what? Hey, Project CD Red, I need you to hear me and hear me well, and I hope we record. I need you to hear me, all right? Y'all got to do better with these love interests in this game, all right?
Here we go. Here we go.
Pan Am getting on my goddamn nerves, okay?
That's what you wanted, man.
She live in my house. Every time I leave, it's just come back and do the mission. She keeps coming up on my mission log. It's only so much cereal and showers I can take. All right?
You're getting a high-pitched whine. 1 second.
Oh, I took this picture because it's a dope skyline, but...
Let me know if you're still getting it. Could be because that, I think it's coming from my mic. Hold on. It's gone now, right?
What's up, pal?
Okay. Yeah, it was the ground loop isolator. It was too close to the mixer. Sorry about that. Too much electricity in one place.
Too much sizzle, sizzle. Good morning, everyone who wants to do their part, I suppose. I could be a part of
this. Yeah, you're going to do your part, man. I'm sick of it, bro.
Oh, God. That's why the game don't work. It ain't doing its part.
They're trying. Hey, shout out to everybody, man.
They didn't expect this, huh?
What's going on,
but
guys?
People don't realize, like, and servers just don't come out of nowhere either. So,
like I said, man, it's a smaller studio. They have
that's
a nice budget.
Y'all
they...
going to have to...
You know, it is what
when I say y'all, I'm not talking about like us or the community. I'm saying people in general, like servers just don't pop out of nowhere.
They
bro.
Sure don't.
It's going to take some time for them to kind of course correct this, which is unfortunate because I hope people don't get discouraged and fall off the game.
They won't. I don't think so. I don't think the popularity is going to go anywhere. Could be. And the reason why I say that is because of the way that the studio has been like talking to the community and stuff, being real open about shit, you know, giving out free XP.
XP to draw more people. You can't, like, bro.
Hey, man. Good problem to have, man.
Because what you got to do is you got to wait. I mean, I guess they did it in good faith, but it would be smart for them to kind of wait until they stabilize the servers and then be like, hey, well, since, you know, to draw people back in, too, because you could be like, hey, well, you know, we.
Oh, hello. You know, there you are.
Oops, I think I clicked on something. Hold on.
He was like, Sergey, I hope you're doing okay, man. I saw your message in chat. And yes, we will be playing Helldivers 2 today if the servers hold up. But I hope everything's all right in your home country, man. I know things are a little scary out there. So I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna send some prayers your way, man. Hope you and your family and stuff are safe.
Stay safe out there, Sergey.
Yeah, we'll be getting started here in a minute, guys. Thank y'all for hanging out today, man. Just let me know if our voices sound weird, if you guys hear any more buzzing sounds, anything like that before we get started. Let me know, please, and thank you.
And I think I've gotten rid of the flickering because I haven't seen nothing flickered since I completely destroyed my PC last week, ran 6,254 tests. It seems to have somewhere... I kind of pinpointed what was happening. Somewhere, somehow, there's something that I'm doing that's creating corrupted files that's causing that.
Interesting.
But I have a program that I bought that fixes corrupted files, the one that I sent you on the phone.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah, so it seems to be working. I just want a pod. I don't care about anything else. So, and the flickering seems to be kind of messing up the pod, but we're here. I haven't had no flickering all week. I've been running my PC pretty hard, been playing games, left open 1,000 tabs just to see if I can cause some trouble. But we good.
Yeah, we'll be all right. Once again, thank you guys for hanging out today, man. Like I said, if it's your first time here, man, welcome to the show, baby. We're gonna have a good episode today. Gonna talk about some fun things, not so fun things, And then we will hopefully play Helldivers 2 after the podcast if things hold up. We'll see.
Guys can do your part.
Appreciate you guys being here. Anybody that follows tips, subs, bits, any of that stuff, all the notifications are turned off because we are recording live and we want to keep that stuff off of the recording. But if you do any of that, we appreciate you and thank you very much.
Wait, is that a broom?
Oh man, were you trying to get her to? Oh gosh, you telling her to sweep? Come on, DC.
Hey man, Black History Month. I didn't tell her to do anything. I was sweeping. No
See,
one, nobody's seen. Oh, there it
there
is.
you go.
Wait,
Yeah,
y'all like my helmet?
what kind of forever? All right, I'm done. All right, let's do this. Let's have a good episode, guys. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 178 of the Super Weapon Podcast, most overpowered podcast on the internet. It's your boy Darius the Artist, and as always, got my co-host DC here with me today.
What up, though? It's your favorite know-it-all who don't know nothing at all, the divine casual himself, DC, which is me.
Oh, insert
Hello.
applause. Yeah. What's going on,
Hey.
guys? Happy Saturday, man. Another fine day, another lovely podcast. 2024 has been starting off with some heat, man. A
Boy,
lot of, we got some good
it's
games we're
been a
gonna be
lot
talking
going on.
about. Yeah, a lot of news. And I know you guys are here for the Xbox stuff, of course. We're here to talk about it as well. And I mean, I guess we could just talk about the announcement itself. So it was like a 20-minute podcast, with them talking about, if you missed last week's episode, there were rumors about them bringing games to other platforms, a lot, like Starfield, some high profile stuff. The rumors really just kind of got out of control. But they came on, Xbox leadership, Phil Spencer, Matt Booty, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on her name, Sarah Bond.
Sarah
Thank you.
Bond.
Yeah. And the host, I forget the young lady's name as well, but and they really kind of cleared up everything, man. There's a lot to talk about with it. I mean, I kind of feel like it was a nothing burger with some stuff in there, but I'm
A
really,
nothing burger.
yeah, I feel like it was a, I mean, we're gonna talk about it. I want to hear your opinion on it and like what are your kind of like your overall thoughts, because for people who don't know,
You're
you're
just gonna
the
put me under the fire, huh? Well,
yeah,
I
just
am
like
the
initial,
Xbox
yeah, just like
representer,
initial
right?
impressions, right? Like, because everybody made this into a big thing, and
Myself included, I'm not gonna lie. I thought we were gonna get some ground shaking,
right.
earth shattering news. I'm not gonna sit up here in front. I was sending out tweets and hyping up a whole bunch of pretty much nothing.
You got
My
caught up
first
in the
initial
zeitgeist.
Impressions of this whole meeting, like I told you right before we started the podcast, I watched it three times.
Right.
And each time I watched it, the more I realized that we were getting a lot of, how do we say it?
It's corporate.
Corporate talk?
Yeah, corporate speak.
Corporate
Yeah.
mumbo jumbo, whatever you want to call it. I feel like I understand. I kind of understand, but at the same time, it's like the majority of this stuff we kind of already knew, right? If you keep up with Xbox and what's going on with them, like to me, they didn't really say anything earth-shattering or groundbreaking. Even with the what was it, the multi-platform, which games were going multi-plat.
Right.
Like there was nothing really like groundbreaking there, which could be a good thing depending on how you look at it. Like that does mean, hey, Xbox isn't coming to an end and all this other crazy stuff that was flying around the
Doom and
internet.
gloom, doom and gloom.
Yeah, oh my God, it's over for Xbox, blah blah blah. Hey, look, we even went with the title of "Is It Over for Xbox?" Look, I'm look, we trying to look. Hey, we trying to catch some eyes. All right, leave us alone. But yeah, man, the bottom line is, I feel like they even said it in the meeting, right? They were supposed to have this meeting a while ago, right?
Yeah, and
Like it
that's
was something that they were working on. So, no, let it out, brother, please.
I
Don't
just,
hold it
you know,
in.
my biggest gripe with, I think, the current Xbox, the current, how we kind of view the brand is, I feel like they, I said it and I said this last episode, I feel like they have a huge communication issue to the point that things, it's like, you know, it starts out with a rumor or Phil drops a memo and then it starts, you know, hey, I think this means that people are playing telephone a lot of the times. And then Xbox kind of gets into this defensive position. They're like, no, we actually meant this. You know, I really feel like that is the thing that's their Achilles heel, is their communication, man, with the community. I mean, you even, and just like you said, you got caught up in it. You know, you even had people who were talking about selling their Xboxes and just, oh, I'm not a fan anymore. And they were just going, they were going nuts, man.
Yeah,
and
the Xbox Reddit community was on fire. Like the Xbox was, man, they were at their wit's end. And I still believe some of that, if not, like it's still there. Like people are still kind of on the fritz. I don't think a lot of people are really jiving with the direction in which Xbox is, well, they supposedly supposed to be heading, right?
Right. But that's the thing though, right? This, I feel like they repeated a lot of the things that they've been saying over the last couple of years where, you know, they've talked about expanding Xbox and putting it on every screen or, you know, wanting to put a bigger focus in the Game Pass and putting that everywhere. And they even mentioned, you know, how Game Pass went up from, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago when they reported it. It's up to 34 million subscribers, which is pretty crazy. And I think a lot of people just kind of looked at this situation and freaked out because they thought that Xbox was just really giving up on everything, right? That's how bad the rumors got out of control. But if you look at what we are going to talk about PlayStation as well, because they had like an interesting earnings call where they talked about bringing things to other platforms, you know, specifically focusing more on PC. You know, there's a hard cap that these two companies are starting to realize that they're going to hit if they haven't already with hardware sales. You know, we talked about they lose money on every console that they sell that they make. And it's not getting, game development is not getting any cheaper. Triple A game development in particular. I mean, they're really starting to kind of, I think we're starting to see a multi-platform approach outside of just console gaming. Like I really feel like Sony and Xbox are trying to evolve past just being console makers. I really do feel like that. I mean, you look at everything that they've talked about, and they didn't announce the four games either, but their speculation, of course, was a Hi-Fi Rush, Pentiment, I'm forgetting the other two that people are rumored that they think will come, but I think it was Grounded and something else, another game that's been out for a little over a year. I don't see what the issue is with games making more money, more revenue, you know, or them trying to continue. They want to continue to support things like Game Pass and some of these other indie projects that they're working on. And I don't see why people were upset that Microsoft is exploring this as well. I mean, you had MLB The Show come out on Xbox. What was it, last year? That's developed by Sony. So I just, you know, people just got
a lot of people kind of glazed over that.
They did.
You know what I'm saying? That's a prime example. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like in the long haul, like I feel like you're going to have time exclusives. I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel like,
yeah,
honestly, that's how the future, I think that's the future of gaming. If we're being honest here, like maybe not the big heavy hitters, right? Because you got to have something
right
to make people want to come to your console, right? So you may not have the heavy hitters like a God of War or, you know, like the big three, like God of War, Spider-Man.
Halo or, yeah.
You're going to keep those, but I feel like the smaller exclusives, they'll be like a year, maybe a time thing. Time exclusive, maybe about a year timeline.
Right.
And then maybe it'll be introduced to like Xbox. I could see Xbox doing the same thing, vice versa. I think that is going to be a thing because, like they said, the more people that have access to the games, the more money these developers make. And what we have to realize, this is what I want people listening to realize, these games are just costly.
It's not getting cheaper.
The gaming industry is in a conundrum right now. They're trying to figure out how are we going to keep producing these games
at the scale and at the pace that we're doing again. I mean,
and making money, right? So it's going to be very interesting to see where the gaming industry is in the next 5 years.
I mean, you know, hey, shout out to Darkstar and Ivan in the chat, guys. Hey, if you guys are listening to this podcast, we do record this live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys come on down there at twitch.tv.com/daresdartist to come hang out with us. But I, you know, he even kind of touched on that too. Like, we can talk about that as well. Like, they kind of gave a peek into the future of what their plans may or may not be for consoles. You know, Phil and Matt Booty kind of touched on it, where back years ago, the main selling point for gaming was the console itself, and then you had the games. But now it's kind of flipped the other way, where particular games are bigger than the platforms that they belong on. I mean, you look at Fortnite, you look at Roblox, you look at Minecraft. You know, these games are bigger than Xbox and PlayStation, essentially. And as we kind of get to this point where we're starting to, you know, the streaming technology and cloud-based technology and stuff, this is stuff that Microsoft is developing in-house. I mean, I think a lot of times people forget that Microsoft is a software company. And, you know, PlayStation, Xbox is a part of their business, where I look at Sony, I think PlayStation first. I don't think their TVs and, you know, the hardware, the other kind of stuff that they make. Like, mm-hmm. Microsoft is really looking past just the set-top box. I mean, of course, you're going to always need buy-in, which is, I agree with what you said about the timed exclusives, where I don't think we'll ever get to a point where games will be completely, you know, where exclusive games will just cease to exist. I think you are going to have those marquee, like you said, your Last of Us, your Spider-Man, your you know, Gears of War, those really tentpole things to bring people into your ecosystem. You know, because I'm going to be completely honest, I don't ever see Game Pass going to any PlayStation console or platform. I don't ever see any existing in that same space, right?
Right, right.
But Microsoft is focused on screens. They're focused on everything, you know, phones, tablets. You know, they're really trying to expand Game Pass and gaming to be more than just the hardware itself. And I kind of see that, where I think that's where we're eventually going. You know, I think there's a strong possibility that the next consoles that come out are completely digital. You know, they're going to do away with the disc trays. I really do feel like that. You know, and you notice how they're talking, both sides are kind of talking a little bit more about next generation, which makes me think it's not as far off. That
claim,
yeah, it makes me feel like the next generation of consoles isn't as far off as people think, and I'm starting to change my mind on that too. And I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
I think, because they're both making a claim that they're going to have the most powerful next gen console, however you want to word it. Right? They both put their flags in the sand, and they're both claiming it. Right? So here's a theory that I think. I think with COVID kind of stagnating the launch of these consoles, this generation console, I think we may see the next gen consoles sooner than later.
I think they're ready. I don't know why. Like, I keep, you know,
it's already been 4 years.
You even look at like Nintendo right now. You know, there's so many rumors that there's some sort of there's supposed to be an alleged Nintendo Direct next month that could hint at the next Switch or whatever console. But I think just yesterday I was reading that it may not come out till after March of next year. You know, which is insane to me. Like, we don't talk a lot about Nintendo, but I felt like that was worth mentioning. Just, I feel like Nintendo's at this point where they're still going to kind of hold on to their ways. Like, I don't ever really see Nintendo
they're going to drag that thing out.
You're never going to see Mario on Xbox or Game Pass, or, you know, like, you're never. And I really wonder where they're going to kind of fit into the industry. Like, you know, do they kind of stick into that nostalgia retro part of the industry that they are, you know what I mean?
We talk about this all the time, and we have our biggest Nintendo representer in the chat, Mr. Ivan over here. But Nintendo just live on their own planet. We say this all the time.
They do.
They sell like hotcakes. They don't have to switch anything. That plumber's crack is always going to sell, all right? figuratively. That plumber's crack is undeniable, bro.
Oh, man. Like,
what Nintendo got over there, man, it's a money making machine. Okay,
but it's just interesting, man. Like I do, like I, you know, I feel like we could see. I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised if it was as early as 2026. If they just completely forego the mid-gen refresh. I mean, there's, of course, there's still all these heavy rumors about PS5 Pro dev kits, you know, touching some developers' hands. But I just, like, do you think we could see consoles that soon? I mean, 6 years, I know, sounds like a long time from 2020, but... I don't know, well, man.
Yeah, 2024
right now. 2023?
24? We're 24 now. Damn, yep. We in 2024?
Happy New Year. Yeah, Happy New Year's, man.
Oh, welcome back, DC. We've only been in 2024 for 2 months. Damn, boy, where was you at?
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I mean, hey, man, 2 years. If we get a late 2026, I could see it happening. Late 2026, I could see it.
No, Ivan, that's funny that you mentioned that, because they mentioned yesterday in that same earnings call that they feel like the PlayStation 5 is, I think, more than halfway through its life cycle, which is interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
That was from the CEO of PlayStation. Yeah, that really kind of got everyone talking about it. And now you have both sides really kind of hinting at, you know, Microsoft saying, you know, making the claim that the next generation of Xbox will be the biggest technical leap ever, which if they introduce something with AI, I mean, with the way AI is developing right now, that's actually not too far-fetched,
man. Listen, all right, that look, yeah,
because AI is scary. I don't know if you guys have seen what the new AI modeling thing, the Sora from OpenAI, but it's real scary out here. That's all I'm gonna say, man. So you could...
Every episode we tell you this, but I really mean it, because I see something crazier every freaking week with AI. I see something or I hear something in the news and I'm like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this to ourselves? At this point, stop making shit.
Right.
All right. Just stop. Y'all ain't going to be happy until there's T2 in this bitch.
It's interesting, man. I just, you know, I could see them doing that. So Weenie in the chat said, unless that's a ploy trying to force Microsoft to rush something out while PlayStation takes their time and does it right. See, that's the thing, though. Microsoft, I don't feel like, is super worried about what PlayStation's doing at this point, because you kind of have this situation where they're more focused on Game Pass, if I'm being completely honest. Like, I don't think that they would.
That was a big Game Pass ad, Darius. Let's just be real. Let's call it what it was.
It was.
It was a 20-minute Game Pass X Cloud ad. That's all they were talking about. You notice they kept using buzzwords you know, we want people to play everywhere, anywhere, on the toilet, up in the air, blah blah blah. Like, they just kept repeating.
Right.
Y'all noticed, like, bro, that is training. They kept repeating that throughout the whole 20 minutes. And you know, I don't want to attack Sarah here, man. Sarah Bond,
Man, she's the next head of Xbox. I'm calling it. I've been saying it for years.
Look, Black History Month, I don't want to attack you, Sarah, but you were spewing out a lot of stats with no numbers. And I'm just curious, what are these numbers? She said the highest level of users on console, the highest level of users on PC, the highest level of users on cloud, double digit growth rate on PC and cloud. What does that mean? What does that mean to the average person watching that podcast? Like, this is what I'm talking about. They just throw out these little snazzy little numbers and fancy words.
They hit you with a bunch of big words, a lot of numbers and stuff. Yeah, man. But it's I don't disagree with you, man. Like, I mean, that's really kind of the thing that they do now. It's every ad has like a little Game Pass logo under it. Every trailer has like Game Pass at the end of it. I mean,
we've known this for years, guys. We've known this for years. They've said this
right
countless of other times, doing directs and whatever else you may have to consume, that this is where they want to take it. I feel like PlayStation focuses on what they focus on, which is actually making exclusives for their console. I think Xbox is looking to grow the industry, as they say,
right,
with creating with the creation of Game Pass and X Cloud. And that brings me to another thing, right? I believe there's parallels between what they were saying and actual streaming and content creating, but I'll get to that in a minute. Because that's a deep theory right there. That boy, we'll be here all day, because we talked about a little bit of this yesterday. Right?
I want to hear it, man. I want to hear the tinfoil theories.
We'll just dive into it, right? So my man Phil said, quote unquote, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, I'm going off the dome, but he did say this on the podcast. He said, as amazing of a year that we had last year, the industry didn't grow, right?
He sure did.
So he said, to fix this, there's two things that needs to happen. He said, do you focus on the fixed number of players that you have in the space and continue to try to find new ways to monetize that fixed group of players that you have? Or do you think to expand the business by finding new players? I feel like the parallels between that Twitch and content creators are kind of right there, because I feel like that also can be applied to content creators. Like, remember we was talking yesterday when I said it seems like the same people kind of collab with each other.
Sure.
There's not really growth. It's like the same people kind of doing the same thing. No one's kind of reaching out to newer upcoming talent. Yeah. Like, I feel like we're seeing the same thing in the Twitch space. So when I saw that, it got my mind to wonder, and I was like, damn, it's kind of a parallel there. Would you agree, or you kind of feel what I'm putting down?
You could say that. Like, you could look at what they want to, you know, you could kind of parallel it that way. Like, I think Microsoft they've realized quicker than most of the, you know, for the rest of the industry that, you know, they're only going to get so big with just selling consoles. You know, that part of the industry, like I said earlier, like, I think that part of the industry is really kind of starting to plateau. Like, you're going to, even with, you know, the new things you're going to have, you know, the new consoles, next generation consoles come up, man. I don't think you'll see that big of a jump in sales. I really don't, man. I think it's just, at this point, they're really looking at Game Pass as the thing that's going to not necessarily save their business, but really, just like you said, expand and grow the Xbox brand, you know, because we're eventually, I mean, hey, man, you could play Resident Evil 4 on the iPhone 15. You know what I mean? Like, phones are getting more powerful. I think that Microsoft, I wouldn't be surprised if they're looking at the handheld market to kind of really figure out how to not necessarily, like, develop some sort of, you know, which I think would be cool, but like a handheld Xbox console, like a, you know, a la Steam Deck, but I feel like they're looking at that part of the market because there is new growth there for people as well as younger gamers as well. I mean, it's crazy. So it's interesting, man. Like, I think we're gonna, yeah, man. Like, I think just, I mean, with the value of Game Pass and how cheap it is compared to the prices of games now, you know, things are only getting more expensive. I feel like that's gonna be their buy-in. You know, that's really gonna be their buy-in into expanding outside of just console sales. And I mean, it kind of brings up a good question, man. Like, do you think we're at a point that there will ever be a point where, I don't want to say consoles become obsolete, but we could just see, like, Microsoft move away from the traditional set-top box? Like, you know, I could see us getting, like, a streaming stick or, you know, some sort of small, just, you know, you plug into the back of your TV, and you can just, like...
We talked about this before, and people thought I was crazy when I said this. I feel like the next console is going to be weird coming from Xbox, because I think they're ready to finally...
Right.
I think they're ready to finally jump across that line and push the envelope a little bit. I feel like PlayStation is kind of pushing them to do that a little bit with the way that their business model is structured and the way that they are dropping their games. I feel like, I say that because I feel like Xbox want to take a different approach and
right.
kind of get eyes back on them. So I feel like with this next gen console that's coming sooner than later, we could see some things like maybe like what you call it, like the apps for your TV, or
you get an Xbox and we app still, or yeah. That'd
yeah, cool. But and I still think that, you know, it's gonna be hard for people to kind of latch on to that because we're so stuck on like a physical console, right?
We are.
And I still think we're going to have those, but like you said last episode, I think it would be something smaller, more portable, like, cuz you see how the what is it? The Xbox, the little Xbox. How that
the Series S, yeah.
Yeah, the Series S sells pretty well for people who use it as a app machine, or I know a lot of people who bought it just for Game Pass. Like a lot of people like, sure. Oh, well, I don't want to spend $500-$600, but I do want access to Game Pass. They might not have a computer. So,
and people travel with it as well, just to bring that up.
It's easy to travel with.
Mm-hmm. So you could just,
my nephew, shout
people,
out to him.
People will take like a little portable monitor, and you can play games, you know. I'm sure, you know, if you have a good enough Wi-Fi connection, or if you just want to play something single player. But, you know, it's just like you bring up a lot of good points there, man. You really do. Like that's just really where I think, I don't want to say in the next 5 to 10, I would probably say 10 to 15 years, we'll probably get something along those lines.
You know, from both sides, too.
I think so. I think
PlayStation as well going to start to find different ways to be more accessible to people. And I mean that by not sharing their games or something. Like, I'm just saying, like, as far as the system goes.
I mean, they're a little bit slower to change, but I think they realize the same things that Xbox has. I mean, I think we'll get to a point in a couple of years where they will release major PlayStation, I don't know, maybe like, I wouldn't say your Spider-Man's or anything, but you'll have a couple of games that will come day and date to PC. I mean, look at Helldivers, you know, look at Helldivers 2 right now. That's a game that they published funded the game.
That is a PlayStation.
Yeah, it's technically like, you know, they call it second party, where one studio makes it, but they foot the bill for it essentially, and it's exclusive to their platform. But that game, gosh, man, besides the fact that I enjoy playing the game is like incredibly popular right now, and that they're probably looking at that like, okay, we could probably do more games like this, you know what I mean, or have, you know, similar strategies, because there is a market for people to want to play those marquee PlayStation titles. I mean, God of War, you know, did numbers when it got released on PC. Spider-Man did numbers when it got released on PC. You know, I think this year, either this year or next year, we're going to get Last of Us 2, because we got the first game already on PC. And Ghost of Tsushima. I think those two games will probably be if I had to guess, you know, maybe we'll get one of those before the end of the year for PC.
And I think that's the future for PlayStation as well. Like, yeah. I think, you see how they slowly been rolling out some of their hits onto PC, whether it's been good ports or bad ports. I think they're playing around with that idea as well, because at the end of the day, you have people who played it on PC for the first time, which means there's potential earning there, right?
Right.
So I think PlayStation, you know, they're not just going to sit on their hands just because they have like all these exclusives. I'm pretty sure that they're figuring out more ways to monetize within, you know, their content as well.
Yeah, man. And honestly, like, I just really can't believe people really thought that Xbox was really not going to make a console anymore. That would be so bad for gaming. I don't think people realize how bad it would be. Like, just imagine, I want to put this in perspective for people. Imagine if iPhone was the only quote unquote luxury phone, you know, smartphone on the market. Apple would charge an arm and a leg for that phone, and people would still buy it. I'm not saying that Sony would do the same thing, but competition is good in an industry because it breeds innovation. It makes, you know, businesses target, you know, become, in my opinion, more consumer friendly, because they're trying to outsell their competition. So that would be a terrible idea, you know, like, and Microsoft knows that. So that's why I think we'll always get, whether it's an Xbox 720 or, you know, Xbox XYZ or whatever, man, like, it'll be some sort of box that you can put into, you know, a traditional console box. That's what I think, you know, along with the, you know, you can get the stick, you know, you can get the stick as a secondary option. I mean, they that's what they were kind of hitting at, in that podcast as well. It's like, you know, we're working on, you know, we have a family of devices or things that they're looking at.
They sound very, very, you know, they sound very, very positive.
That's what I'm saying.
About, you know, a certain amount of things. And like I said, the whole podcast in itself was pretty much overhyped. It was stuff that they've been talking about, in my opinion. This nothing is nothing burger. New. A nothing burger with a side order of nothing. Because they didn't, like, you know, I was at work watching it. And I just want to say, you know, to all the streamers out there, right? I just want to throw this out here.
Shame
when
on
you're
you.
Covering something like that live as it happens, try not to talk over the person when they're asking questions. It's kind of annoying. Yeah, you're talking, the lady's like presenting questions to the big three, and the people who were covering it, like, they were like, I understand it's live and you're going to talk to your chat, but you got to kind of find a way to work that in without, because it was parts that I couldn't even hear. I was like, what did she say? Like, what did she say? So,
Yeah, that's why I usually just watch the source video for that.
Yeah, just take it into consideration, you know, hold all questions until the end. That's how I would have did it, me personally. Like, all right, guys, I'm going to talk to y'all, but we're going to listen to this, and then we can go back and probably
DC wanted to listen with you guys. All right, don't disappoint him again, streamers. But nah, I agree, man. It was a whole lot of nothing. People, including, you know, media, as well as like some content creators, I ain't gonna call no names, really just kind of blew this out of proportion and fear mongered everyone into thinking that there was this big fight going between Satya Nadella and Phil Spencer and Xbox. Y'all, man, Xbox is, you know, it's gonna be a heel.
I do still think that there's differences between,
oh, sure,
Phil's vision and what others may want. I mean, but that's the part of running a business, right? Like, y'all all not going to 100% agree on everything.
No, absolutely.
I do feel like Phil does have the heart of a gamer out of the big three. That's not to take anything away from Matt Booty or Sarah
Bond.
Right. But I do feel like if I was to pick somebody on the Game in Jeopardy show, it would be Phil. Definitely be Phil. He seems like he's very passionate. He's been, what he said, he's been in the industry 20 years, Xbox. So
yeah, he has. He's been there for a while. I mean, he started, I don't want to say started from the bottom because that's just real corny, but he was one of the, he's been there for a while. So
he's seen a lot. So I'm pretty sure after sitting at that long table that they sit at, like on Austin Powers with the villain sitting at the end, crunching numbers and trying to figure it out, this is the route they decided to take, and they're sticking to their guns, man. Like, you know, they've said this 1,000 times before, you know, they want to basically expand Game Pass, and I'm very skeptical about why we haven't seen numbers. We can talk about that.
I want to know how they make money, and they'll never tell us. I agree. I want to know how a game makes money on this. I even looked up, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I even looked up how, I tried to look up how, like, shows on Netflix make money through syndication, and it's really hard to find those kind of numbers. Like, I looked for Netflix, Hulu, most of the major streaming services, there's no information online about it. It's so hard to
guys,
find.
Hey, guys, if you keep looking, you might disappear. We gotta pray for
Darius. Like, is it like, I, you know, because I wonder if it's like a rate per minute type thing for shows, or, you know, like if a person watches 20 minutes, you get like a dollar. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, and I want to know so bad.
I think the world wants to know.
Because I mean, because
that's one of those things I always wonder about too. And I Google in circles and can't find nothing.
Because my theory is, when it comes to gaming services, that Microsoft probably pays out a portion of what they get per person from your sub. They probably pay out a smaller portion for your game being downloaded a certain number of times. Like, maybe there's a threshold on, like, you have to, your game has to hit 50,000 downloads to get revenue. An additional 0.5% or something, right? Or, you know, and then of course you probably have, you know, the third thing is, you know, the obvious, you know, somebody plays a game on Game Pass, they download it, they like it so much, they purchase it. So, you know, they don't have to ever worry about not having that game. So that's, I can't think of any other way that it would possibly work. I could just be totally wrong on that, but I just want Phil to come on to the podcast and tell us, man. Come on, give us some of that breaking news.
I think that's one of those that they're going to keep in the vault.
Yeah, we'll never know, for sure.
They're going to keep that in the vault, because if that comes out, I feel like that's too much power, bro.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you want to give up that sauce, you know, this is the place to do it.
We love it, man. We love the scoop. But yeah, man, so that was pretty much it, guys, as far as the news, man. I think that's a good place to wrap her up. A little bit of a shorter episode, but that's fine. You know,
I do got one thing to say real quick.
Yeah.
One thing on the pod, on the Xbox podcast that I did notice too, was they did say, if y'all caught this toward the end, that they're pretty much gearing up the roadmap to the next gen console.
2026.
Anybody peep that?
That's my theory. 2026.
Anybody peep that? When she said the biggest technical leap you'll ever see in the hardware generation, blah blah blah, she did say they were investing in the next gen roadmap. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they're definitely. I think we are either going to hear about it in the next year or see it in two. Yeah. So that's my theory.
Let me just look at my notes. I think I've covered everything. We hit all the target points.
We did, man. That's how she goes, minus our one special guest. But
yeah, we did have a special guest today. Yeah, that's all right.
A special guest, but it's been a while since I banned someone. That was actually pretty. It was good. It was nice.
It was exhilarating.
But yeah, man, thank you guys for hanging out, man, for episode 178. We appreciate you guys being here, man. Make sure you guys follow us on all Super Weapon social, Super Weapon Media, mostly everywhere, especially that YouTube. My boy DC has been dropping shorts. You guys have to go watch those, like them. That's very important, man. We appreciate y'all for being here. You guys can find me everywhere, Darius the Artist on Twitter. I'm never calling it X. It's Darius the Artist,
never.
Where the E is a 3.
And I'm gonna only let X DC... I represent is Project X.
DC, take us home, baby.
Yeah, DC, take us home, baby. I'm going to repeat it because I don't think they heard you in the back. But yeah, you know, just to set some guidelines since we're ending a little early. Look, we love you all, okay? We come here, we talk about games, we talk about the things we love. We love interactions from the chat, of course. We love all you guys. But don't you bring that shit in here, because I know it's Black History Month, and people been on that bullshit.
Oh, man, that stuff don't bother me, bro.
No, it's not even about bothering. It's setting the tone.
That's cool.
Because, you know, around Black History Month, we get all these weirdo trolls. If they see young black men streaming, they come in here with that bullshit.
You know what that means? You know what it means, man? It means we're doing something right.
Exactly. I was going to get to that. I was going to end on a good note. I was going to end on the positive side, and that's what I was saying. Hey, if you don't have trolls, you know, they come and go, man. It's part of the game, right? But also, I want to give out some... I'm bringing back my quickie segment, all right? We got a few quickies here. Detroit is getting a Hollywood sign. I don't know why. I just thought that was funny to report. Detroit's my hometown, for those of you who don't know. I'm from Detroit. We're getting a Hollywood sign. Don't know why, but that's funny. Also, shout out to Post Malone for curating the soundtrack for the new WWE game. And he's also in the game. You can be Big Posty, baby, for all my wrestling fans out there, a.k.a. Dark Star in the audience. Also, Apple, seeing a big return on the Apple Vision Pros. Wonder why. Maybe we'll talk about that on the next episode of Super Weapon. Who knows? But I got a few ideas. Keep that to myself. Also, last but not least, Michelle Rodriguez, come to the front of the congregation. That's my girl, man. I love you, Michelle. I watched every Fast and the Furious movie, all right? I'm down. 10 toes down. But you ain't got to promote Skull and Bones. You can come work for us, all right? If you need the money, come on over here. Work with us. Stop. You don't even look like you want to promote that game. How much did they pay you? Anyway, that's all, folks. We enjoy you guys. Thank you for coming by. We'll see you next week. I'll let my boy Darius. What are we going to play, man?
Hopefully Helldivers today, man. Thank you guys for hanging out. It's the end of the audio version. If you guys are here in the chat, hang around. We're going to play some video games. See you later. Peace.
Michelle, you ain't got to do